My memory verse is about magnifying the Lord, but I can't make God any bigger. What does it mean?
It means you can make Him more important in your life for others to see. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Let's get started. Psalm 34, verse 3 goes like this. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Now, the word magnify means to make bigger, but God is already bigger than everything. So how can you magnify Him in your life? Well, you can start by doing what God commands you to do in the Bible. And when you obey Him, you're also showing others that you love God and that He's most important to you. Let's learn more in our story today. It's called The Magnifying Glass. Psalm 34, verse 3. Oh, magnify, Sadie struggled with her memory verse as she and her older sister walked up the driveway to their grandfather's house. Hi, Grandpa, said Bryn as they went into the house. Hi, girls, Grandpa folded his newspaper. I was just reading. What's that, Grandpa? Sadie pointed to an object on the coffee table. That's his magnifying glass, Bryn answered. That's right, said Grandpa. These old eyes aren't as good as they used to be, and that magnifying glass makes the letters look bigger so I can see them. Here, he motioned for them to come close. Try it. You know what, Grandpa? Sadie said after looking through the glass. I'm learning a Bible verse about a magnifying glass. Bryn laughed. The word is magnify, not magnify, she informed her little sister. And the verse isn't about a magnifying glass. It says, Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Bryn paused. Wait, magnifying something means to make it bigger, but we can't make God bigger. Grandpa smiled. True. But when I use this magnifying glass to read, the letters just look bigger to my eyes. They're not really any bigger than they were before, are they? No, said Bryn, but I still don't see what it means to magnify the Lord. I think one way we magnify God is by focusing on Jesus and remembering the sacrifice He made to save us, said Grandpa. Then, in a way, He becomes bigger or more important to us. We think more about Him and how great He is. We get to know Him better and look for ways we can show His love to others. Look, Sadie held the magnifying glass over a cartoon in the paper. Look how big this cat's whiskers are. I think Sadie just pointed out another way we magnify the Lord, said Grandpa. She's the one looking at that cartoon, but even from here we can see some of what she sees. When we magnify the Lord, it helps other people get a glimpse of how great He is, too. Well, how about you? When you think about the greatness of God, what comes to your mind? Do you think about all the wonderful things He's created? Do you remember all He's done to save you and recognize Him working in your life? Even in the midst of your busy days, pause to think about how amazing God is and how much He loves you. Then tell others so they can understand how great and good He is too. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, chapter 34, verse 3.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together.
And our key thought for today, magnify the Lord. I hope you enjoyed today's Keys for Kids story. We put these stories together to help you make a habit of spending time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlock Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story or a poem or maybe a journal entry from a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked sent straight to you at unlocked.org. As always, I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.